What could make college students in the 21st century connect with the flowery prose of a 19th century sentimental novel? For students enrolled in Women Writers at SUNY Fredonia, it's an African-American author's bold resistance to dominant narratives about race in America. You're listening to Remarkable Receptions, a podcast about popular and critical responses to African-American novels. The historical lessons revealed in Frances Ellen Watkins Harper's 1892 novel Iola Leroy or Shadows Uplifted strike students as a compelling counter-narrative to traditional stories of the abolition of slavery and its aftermath in the U.S. Taking place during and after the Civil War, Harper's novel follows the journey of the title character, a woman who was raised as a daughter in an elite-class Southern white family. Iola Leroy was unaware of her mixed-race ancestry until she was sold into slavery following the death of her father. After being rescued by the Union Army, she rejects a marriage offer from a white doctor, essentially rejecting an offer to pass into white society. Reclaiming her maternal heritage, Iola reunites with three generations of her family torn apart in slavery and devotes herself to racial uplift. While many 20th century responses to Iola Leroy dismiss the novel mainly for its sentimentalism and seemingly moderate politics, college students are often excited to discuss the subtle radicalism of the novel. In their writing assignments and classroom discussions, they notice that Harper paints a vivid picture of the Black-centered communities, families, churches, and schools that were sites of reunion and healing. Whereas predominant histories highlight the role of white leaders and institutions in the liberation, reunification, and enfranchisement of enslaved people, the African-American characters of Harper's novel rely upon their own networks to support each other in the aftermath of the Civil War. When reading the novel with additional historical context and primary sources, students respond even more enthusiastically to the historical revisions that occur throughout the plot. In an essay published in the Black newspaper, The Christian Recorder, in 1862, Harper leveled a scathing critique of President Lincoln's efforts to promote colonization or the removal of formerly enslaved African Americans to Africa and the Caribbean. Also, one of the characters in Iola Leroy points out the limitations of the Emancipation Proclamation, which did not end slavery in border states or states under Union control. Reading the novel in these contexts, students share how Harper's writing upends their image of the president exalted as the great emancipator. Beyond the history lessons, students frequently remark upon Harper's courage as a Black woman in the 19th century who boldly challenged historical narratives in her own time.
This episode was written by Emily Vandette. The episode was edited by Elizabeth Calley and me, Howard Ramsey.
This podcast, Remarkable Receptions, is part of the Black Literature Network, a joint project from African American Literary Studies at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, and the History of Black Writing at the University of Kansas. The project was made possible by the generous support of the Mellon Foundation. For more information, visit blacklitnetwork.org.